right, 8:39 on WBT. Thursday, December 4th, the day before the day. And by that I mean the day before the 32nd annual Hancock's Bikes for Kids, which is on December 5th, which is tomorrow. And we'll be broadcasting starting at 5 p.m. from the Horseshoe, from 1 Julian Price Place, right here in front of where we broadcast. And I hope that you will come by and bring a bike, or two, or 30, or a truckload tomorrow. You know how it works. I want to bring on the WBT hotline right now two very important people. And without these two, we would not have the bike drive, because they, of course, are related to the founder of it all, Sharon Sanders and Wendy Tinetti back in the day. But Sharon Sanders, for so many years, was the driving force, the founder of Kids First, and the person that made all of this happen. And she passed away a few years ago, and we still miss her, but we feel like she's with us tomorrow night, and she would absolutely love what has been carried on by her husband and her daughter. And Brent and Haley Sanders are joining us on the hotline right now, who have kept Kids First going in the years since Sharon's death. And I know they'd be so proud of what you all are doing. But it's that time of year again. Brent and Haley, welcome back to WBT.
Hey, Bo and Beth, how are you?
Hi, good morning. We're doing great. How are you doing? I know that you must be so excited about another spectacular night tomorrow.
Well, I tell you, and Bo, thanks for all the great comments and kind words. But this is the whole community, you guys, the station, all of your listeners, Hancock, Ed Billick, Frito-Lay, on and on. And it's just amazing that we've been doing this 32 years together. I feel like that the bike drive is kind of become symbolic, and it really gets the holiday season rolling into high gear. See what I did there? We're rolling into high gear with bikes. But it's just an amazing kind of a catalyst to this great holiday season in December. And then it really kicks off our Kids First giving season and activities. Our store is open as of a couple weeks ago. Again, same place. It's 8328. Pineville Matthews Road and Mullen Creek Parkway. We actually have two stores because we're going to make sure we can store all the bikes. And I'll just make one quick comment that this year has been very challenging for our community, but many reasons, but the suspension of the SNAP benefits, the government shutdown, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families that we're serving this year has grown, and the needs have grown. And gosh, it's going to be so exciting for these children to have their first bike, or maybe their first new bike. That's a once in a lifetime event. And then they're asking for a lot of things that are a little uncommon, bare essentials this year. And Haley, you may want to share what we're hearing from a lot of these families.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Bo and Beth, thanks for having us on. I look forward to this time of year to get to talk to y'all, and of course, you're amazing listeners every time. And so, yeah, it's been a different year, and I feel like we say this every year, but we're seeing a lot of essentials needed, necessities. We've actually seen a lot of children asking for bedding and socks and just a coat this year. Just gosh, it's cold out. Getting a new coat would be awesome at Christmas, and that's what we're seeing this year. And that's the need. And if anybody has a coat or, some socks or maybe some sheets that aren't opened and you want to donate it to a kid, feel free to bring it our way tomorrow or drop it at the store, because it's a need this year. And it's because all of you, we can meet those needs met.
Well, I'm glad you talked about the other needs, because we talk so much about the bike drive, and rightfully so, but you all continue this work into the Christmas week and beyond that even. And so this is something that starts tomorrow night. For us, it sort of is the starting point. You all have been working hard already, but tomorrow night is a big night for collecting bikes. It's a big night for awareness, too. And so that's why, and we'll follow up with you after the bike drive and make sure you guys have what you need and see what more that you need. But this is, tomorrow night is kind of the tentpole night, but it lasts throughout the season. And I'm glad you mentioned the multiple locations. We should also remind people that if they want to drop a bike off at Watson Insurance in Belmont, that's 302 East Catawba Street in Belmont, if you drop a bike off there, They will deliver the bikes to us. This is thanks to a Garage Door Doctor. So there are a lot of different ways that people can donate. And again, back to the other donations, like monetary donations, you know, people can write a check to Kids First of the Carolinas too, right, Brent?
Yeah, and this really cool this year. We have a newly redesigned website. We want to make it really efficient for people to learn about us. It tells a great story of the bike drive and the history of the charity and the community and all the great supporters. But, Haley, you may want to talk about that a little bit. We've created ways to donate right on the website very, very easily, in addition to an Amazon program.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, Dad, we want to make it as easy as possible for everyone else to get involved with Kids First. So we updated the website. It's looking awesome and Christmassy, and we're really excited. And there's a How You Can Get Involved page, and you can send a check to our P.O. box. You can send it right through online. You can also go on Amazon and purchase a Barbie if you'd like. That'd be awesome. So, you know, there's many ways you can get involved, and we'd love to just have everybody included with us this holiday season to make a kid smile.
Well, look, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, we'll start our broadcast here. I look forward to seeing both of you. And,
oh, my gosh, yes.
It's like Haley said, it's we get to talk. I wish it wasn't just in December. We need to change that. But I always look forward to December because we get to catch up and find out what's been going on. And so tomorrow night, Hancock, of course, will be with us. Boomer will be with us out there. All of our WBT staff ready to go. And the great news is we just talked to our meteorologist, Ray Stajic, at the end of last hour. The forecast update for tomorrow night is much better than we first anticipated. Mm-hmm. The rain and the precipitation and the possible winter stuff is going to be happening earlier in the day. So it's going to be cold tomorrow night. But like I said at the start, Brent and Haley, we've done cold before. We've done it all before.
We've done snow, rain, cold. But that's great news, Bo. That's great.
So we will see you guys tomorrow night. I wanted to check in and just make sure that we had all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Anything else that we need to know before then?
Just thank you and thank your listeners. I think we're all locked and loaded. 32 years, we're about to get this thing down.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Brent. Thanks, Haley, for calling in, too.
Awesome.
Thank you, Bo and Beth. You guys are amazing.
Are you from Dallas, baby? Are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and craps from your phone or even anywhere in Texas? Well, guess what? The wait is over. SpinQuest.com is now available in Texas. It's free to play, and you can win real cash prizes. $30 coin package is only $10. Head over to SpinQuest.com. Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.